Blackstone Audio presents The Tree Where Man Was Born by Peter Matheson. In Memoriam, Deborah Love Matheson, in Love and Gratitude. Author's Note. The wild creatures I had come to Africa to see are exhilarating in their multitudes and colors, and I imagine for a time that this glimpse of the Earth's morning might account for the anticipation that I felt, the sense of origins, of innocence and mystery, like a marvelous childhood faculty restored. Perhaps it is the consciousness that here in Africa, south of the Sahara, our kind was born. But there was also something else that, years ago, under the sky of the Sudan, had made me restless. The stillness in this ancient continent, the echo of so much that has died away, the eminence of so much as yet unknown. Something has happened here, is happening, will happen. Whole landscapes seem alert. In early 1961, on the way around the world to join an anthropological expedition into New Guinea, I traveled south through Africa, wishing to see the Egyptian temple of Abu Simbel, up the Nile, the warrior herdsmen of the South Sudan, and the great animal herds of the Serengeti Plains, all of which, in 1961, seemed on the point of disappearance. Traveling overland from Cairo, I got as far south as the Ngorongoro Crater, in the country still known then as Tanganyika. The new Sunday air charter from Nairobi permitted a brief visit to the Serengeti, where I saw the first leopard of my life, loping along among low bushes by a stream. On the homeward journey, the pilot flew over the endless companies of game.